If Friday's deadly attacks in Paris are in fact the work of ISIS, then this is the concern. This extremist group that appeared rooted in the chaos of Iraq and Syria has a new global strategy. I want to ask J.M. Berger about that. He co-authored ISIS, The State of Terror. First of all, J.M., it's difficult to know this with certainty aside from a claim of responsibility from the group. But from what you've seen so far, should we be describing the Paris attack as the work of ISIS?
I think there's very strong indications that it is the work of ISIS. I think there's a vanishingly small chance that this attack was carried out by al-Qaeda or another jihadist group.
Yeah, so that if that is the case, does Paris represent a real game changer? Is ISIS trying something different?
Well, we've seen ISIS carry out bombings abroad before, most notably in March in Yemen, where they bombed the Shia mosques in Sana'a. What we've seen is that ISIS is really pursuing a strategy of escalating provocations. While they had hostages, they didn't need to leave their borders to provoke the West and provoke countries in the region. But now they're moving toward a more of a terrorism model. And it's not just Paris. What we've seen is in the last little over 2 weeks, we've seen three major terrorist attacks attributed to ISIS in places outside of Iraq and Syria.
I mean, they've said for a long time, right, that they're not just building a caliphate. They want the whole world to believe what they believe, right?
Yes. I mean, these attacks are not necessarily designed to win hearts and minds. I mean, there is an element of that. ISIS is making a very deliberate play for the very small percentage of people in the world who are inclined toward violence, you know, kind of violence junkies. And it wants those people to be energized and to emulate what they see in a kind of a copycat manner. This is also, I think, more finely tuned to increase the involvement of foreign powers in the Syrian civil war. Iraq and Syria, you know, are a flashpoint for what's happening here. Without the chaos in Iraq and Syria, we really wouldn't have an ISIS. The more countries that get involved with more competing agendas, the more complicated this conflict becomes and the harder it is to resolve. So I think that that's a deliberate part of their strategy.
Well, it didn't take long for France to start bombing Raqqa after Friday's attack. That would be the ISIS stronghold in northern Syria. But it sounds like you're saying almost that that's what ISIS wanted.
If you go back to earlier this year into February with the capture of the Jordanian pilot who was burned alive, ISIS took some pressure from Jordan. Jordan agreed to join the coalition against it. They captured this pilot who was carrying out an operation against ISIS. They burned him alive, and Jordan immediately massed forces on the border of Iraq. And then ISIS began hitting them with suicide bombings, trying to lure them over the border. If the Jordanian forces had made an incursion into Iraq, it would have created huge complications with the Iraqi government and would have really escalated tensions. So I think that, you know, I think that that is really their game plan, is just to get as many players with competing agendas into the field as possible. And we can see how these competing agendas make it impossible, for instance, to resolve the Syrian civil war. We can't get anybody to agree what happens to Assad. And that is a huge asset for ISIS, because as long as we can't agree on what to do about Assad, then we can't really resolve the ISIS problem.
It doesn't sound like there are a lot of easy solutions here.
No, usually people don't come away from conversations with me with a smile on their face, unfortunately.
So today, ISIS releases a video saying Washington will also feel the pain like Paris. What do you make of that?
Well, we've seen threats against Washington all throughout. I mean, ISIS really has a very high tempo of verbal threats that it issues over social media and its video propaganda. It's not necessarily indicative of the fact that they have the capacity to strike in Washington. I would say that hitting in the United States with an attack similar to what we saw in Paris would be much more difficult for them, but I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility.
J.M. Berger, whose book ISIS, The State of Terror, came out earlier this year. Thank you very much.
Thank you.